Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the fascinating head-to-head comparison between OpenAI's GPT-4 Mini and Google's Gemini 2.5 Flash models. Let's dive in.
I'm eager to unpack this. It sounds like a real clash of the titans. What sparked this comparison in the first place? Were they neck and neck on pricing?
Precisely. The cost comparison is a key factor. Gemini's pricing at 0.15 cents per million input tokens and 3.50 per million output tokens sits comfortably close to GPT-4 Mini's $1.1 and $4.4, respectively. This makes a comparison not just interesting, but essential for users.
Got it. So similar pricing makes for a fair fight. How did they approach the Reasoning Max challenges? Any clear winners there?
The results were a bit of a roller coaster. Gemini initially took the lead in some areas, like the water tank problem. But GPT-4 Mini quickly caught up, even excelling in several challenges, such as the letters, connect the dots, and grids questions. It consistently scored 10-10, leaving Gemini trailing behind.
Intriguing. So a close match at first, but GPT-4 Mini pulled ahead? What about the really hard problems? How did they handle those?
Ah, that's where things get really interesting. On the toughest challenges, like the 64 tennis players and seating arrangement problems, GPT-4 Mini truly shined. It scored a 9 and a 7, respectively, while Gemini struggled, only managing a 4 and a 0. A striking difference.
Wow, a knockout punch by GPT-4 Mini, it seems. How about the math section? Did GPT-4 Mini maintain its lead?
Interestingly, the Frontier math test highlighted a different approach. GPT-4 Mini opted for an iterative strategy, seeking help and refining its code step by step. Gemini, on the other hand, aimed for a direct solution. This led to some incorrect answers for Gemini, while GPT-4 Mini ultimately stumbled on the most challenging questions as well.
So a mixed bag in math. Any key takeaways from the coding challenges? Did Gemini make a comeback?
The coding section had some unexpected twists. While GPT-4 Mini struggled with the dragon visualization, Gemini produced a more recognizable, albeit still imperfect, result. A similar pattern emerged in the Super Mario challenge, where Gemini's basic but functional game outperformed GPT-4 Mini's static attempt.
So Gemini's coding skills started to shine through? What about the more advanced coding tasks?
The more complex challenges really tested both models. Gemini's falling letters animation was truly impressive, showcasing realistic physics and a visually appealing output. However, it struggled with the Earth rotation simulation and the pinball game, while GPT-4 Mini managed a basic, partially functional version in each case.
A close battle. Any final thoughts on this model matchup?
While GPT-4 Mini displayed strengths in reasoning and certain coding aspects, Gemini consistently delivered impressive results in many of the coding challenges, especially those requiring dynamic and visually rich outputs. It really depends on the specific task at hand, highlighting the diverse strengths of each model. Thanks for joining us on this exciting exploration. Until next time.
Goodbye.